Hey everyone, this is Human Rasa, and welcome to Waiver Wire Wisdom. This is the show that turns your Tuesday morning panic into calm, strategic thinking. Today we're talking about something every fantasy manager needs to understand, the difference between traditional waivers and FAB systems, and how mastering them can make you a smarter, more strategic player. Traditional waivers are like the old school classroom queue, first come, first served, based on priority. After Sunday's games, all unclaimed players get locked. Managers submit waiver claims, and the order resets depending on your record or draft position. It's simple, it's fair, but it doesn't always reward strategy. If you're winning, you might always be at the end of the line, like the student who never gets called on first. Now, here's where things get interesting. FAB. That stands for Free Agent Acquisition Budget. Each manager starts the season with a virtual wallet, usually about $100, and secretly bids on players. It's like a silent auction. Whoever bids the most wins the player. No waiting list, no luck, just smart planning and timing. Think of FAB like managing points on a project or tokens in a learning system. It teaches you to weigh cost versus value and to think before acting. So what's the big takeaway? Whether it's fantasy football or instructional design, systems drive behavior. When you understand the system, whether it's waiver priority or cognitive load theory, you make better choices and anticipate results. In fantasy football, that might mean knowing when to spend your FAB or when to save it for later. In learning, it's designing environments that reward strategy and reflection. Either way, success comes from understanding the game you're playing. So remember, championships aren't won on draft day. They're built week by week, one smart waiver claim at a time. Thanks for tuning in to Waiver Wire Wisdom. I'm Human Rasa, wishing you fewer regrets, more W's this season.